Well, guys, today President Biden received a briefing on the upcoming hurricane season and talked about what the U.S. is doing to prepare for it. Biden was like, are you reading the news? My whole presidency has been hurricane season.
That's as good as it gets. You know, what can I tell you? They got teams of professional comedy writers that buy big condos in the sky with the money they pay them to come up with stuff like that. Can you imagine? Ha ha ha. A lot of nice girls. Yes. That's professional comedy 2022 in the United States of America. Not what it used to be. But that's because the humorless have organized and murdered the funny. You know, they're the left. They certainly are. Speaking of the humorless left, you see this this woman in the Washington Post. She's a left-wing radical, an extremist. And she broke the story yesterday that they were going to put to sleep the Disinformation Governance Board, the DGB. And Nina Jankowicz would be, you know, pounding the pavement looking for work. She'll find plenty of work. There are all kinds of left-wing organizations out there that are happy to pick up a woman with a fascist soul, and she certainly has that. And the Washington Post woman, who was until recently a New York Times woman, and she's the one that outed the libs of TikTok woman, same left-wing radical activist pretending to be a journalist. Her name is Taylor Lorenz. And she's the one she doxed. It was doxing, right? Another misspelled word reaching the mainstream. The libs of TikTok creator. And she was getting all kinds of threats from radical lefties and all this stuff. And now Taylor Lorenz is whining because, oh, no, people have been mean to me on Twitter. I said, well, isn't that the line of work you're in? That's your business. It's pretty amazing stuff. And she's got a story in The Washington Post today that is just mind-boggling in its level of corruption. It's appalling, but not astounding. Not shocking, that's for sure, because it's the Washington Post, after all. But wait till I share with you this story that Taylor Lorenz has in the Disinformation Governance Board, the DGB. Why isn't everybody calling it the DGB? It's like the KGB in the United States. Disinformation Governance Board, quote, paused, end quote, after just 3 weeks. I heard somebody last night say, well, you know, good, that'll make CNN Plus look good by comparison. I'm not sure they actually lasted 3 weeks either. But well, you hear this thing, and the Washington Post and these people, they just lie to you. Taylor Lorenz, she lies all the time. Give her a keyboard, she'll tell you a lie. She should write a song. I think there's a song in there somewhere. And she says they're trying to convince us now that the Disinformation Governance Board was being stood up to combat terrorism. It's what it says in the Washington Post. And human trafficking. These people, they live in a fantastical fantasy world, and they, like 5-year-olds, they make up stories thinking that no one will know the difference. They got chocolate all over their faces, and no, I haven't been eating chocolate. They're just unbelievably, well, not unbelievably, but appallingly corrupt. Let me say that. Speaking of the corruption of the Washington Post, where democracy died long ago, not a word today in the Washington Post. We combed it very carefully. Not a word about the Department of Homeland Security memo that came out yesterday. It was leaked, you know, to the left-wing outlet Axios. And turns out that mobs of left-wing abortion fanatics online are plotting to burn the Supreme Court to the ground, murder the 6 Republican-nominated justices and their clerks. This is, I mean, it's the stuff of third-world post-apocalyptic lunacy, but it's left-wingers that the big magic arrow on the Ouija board points over at the left-wing mobs who have been burning and looting our cities for years now. And, you know, going to the homes of the Supreme Court justices to menace their spouses and children and neighbors. And the lefties, even in the neighborhood, they love it because something has gone terribly wrong with the Democratic Party. But The Washington Post, I guess, has decided that's not interesting news. That's not newsworthy. Murder six Supreme Court justices and their clerks and burn the Supreme Court to the ground. Burn it down is the phrasing that was used in the left-wing Axios piece yesterday. Remarkable time. And the Washington Post, that's not really a story that they're interested in, because it's the left wing threatening to murder all of the Supreme Court justices that I think probably Taylor Lorenz and many other at the Supreme Court would approve of. They'd be very approving of that, I believe. Yeah, this Taylor Lorenz person, the story is quite remarkable. Wah, wah, wah. And, of course, it was those terrible right-wingers. That's what the news media is saying. The media and the Washington Post and Taylor Lorenz, right-wingers online were mean to, good old the singing lunatic Nina Jankowicz. And that's why they shut the whole thing down. Now, that's not true, of course. That's not what happened, but that's what the media and the Washington Post are reporting. But they lie all the time. If they're typing, they're lying. It's, if their fingers are moving, they're lying. It's how can you tell when they're lying? Used to be the old, how can you tell when Joe Biden's lying? His lips are moving. Now with the news media, how can you tell they're lying? Their fingers are moving across a keyboard, of course. Yeah, the Ministry of Truth, as it was correctly and rightly labeled. And boy, they're very upset about this at the Washington Post. And Jack Posobiec, they blame or credit Jack Posobiec with noticing this DGB that the left was standing up to trample free speech rights in America in favor of the radical left and the Democrat Party, but I repeat myself. And boy, oh boy, where do you see what else they blame? It's Jack Posobiec and those terrible right-wingers pointed out that the government was standing up the Disinformation Governance Board. Again, not to combat or eliminate disinformation, but to govern it, because that's what the left likes to do, and growing the government at the same time and creating new bureaucracies that will trample the speech of their political enemies, which is how they view mainstream Americans, military veterans, police officers, good neighbors with American flags instead of multicolored flags in their front yards, honestly. Yeah, so the Ministry of Truth is now on pause, and Nina Jankowicz, who is just a lunatic, looking for work, but she'll find a job. She's probably already had 12 job offers by radical left-wing organizations that want to have mentally ill people singing in their office spaces. Amazing stuff. We've got Joe Biden today. You remember him. He's allegedly the president of the United States, completely dysfunctional brain and all, meeting with the Swedish and Finnish prime ministers at the White House because they want to join NATO. So that NATO can, further tighten the noose around the neck of Vlad the Impaler Putin and Russia and all of that good stuff. I don't think I've mentioned that we're at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Got a little bit of more corrupt news about Hunter Biden. Joe Biden's, his father's Department of Justice has given the all clear to a Hunter Biden-related firm with all kinds of corrupt stuff going on involving Ukraine and millions of dollars. But they leaked it out that the Justice Department has given the all clear to this Hunter Biden-associated firm. They cleared the lobbying firm linked to Hunter Biden. Biden's Justice Department cleared the Biden family in a corruption probe. It is good to be a third world country when your family is the Hugo Chavez family. It's pretty remarkable stuff. So we got a Blue Star Strategies, the Department of Justice probe on its representing Burisma, the corrupt gas company that was paying Hunter Biden and his friend about $1 million a year for no-show jobs. They never even went to Ukraine. They never worked in the gas and oil industry, but, he had the right name. And of course, Hunter Biden's buddy has been convicted of other crimes in the meantime. Also, we've got day before yesterday, I came in, explained that we've hit a record high gas price, per gallon in the United States of America. Then yesterday I came in and we hit another record high gas price that beat out day before yesterday's record high gas price. And now today I've got more news because the United States has hit yet another record high gas price, higher than yesterday, higher than day before yesterday, per gallon of gas. And according to our media friends, and, you know, like Whoopi Goldberg, who might as well be George Stephanopoulos, and vice versa, she said, well, it's not Biden's fault. His gas prices, nothing. Baby formula, that's not Biden's fault. Inflation, that's not Biden's fault. Open border, that's not Biden's fault. Police being attacked all over the country, that's not Biden's fault. Crime skyrocketing is not Biden's fault. Nothing is Biden's fault. That's why I've been saying for years, it's good to be a Democrat. It is good to be a Democrat. And honestly, it's good to be a Democrat also because the Axios, left-wing Axios yesterday, broke the story on the leaked memo from the Department of Homeland Security, which lays out that the Department of Homeland Security is expecting left-wing mobs to attack the United States Supreme Court. They're playing all cagey-like with the language that they use. But obviously, they say that, you know, overturn Roe v. Wade, who's going to be angry? The violent criminal mobs of leftists that the Democrat Party has been fielding and looting and burning our cities for a couple of years now. The threat to, quote, burn down or storm the Supreme Court building and murder justices and their clerks, as well as attacks targeting places of worship. Those would be churches, Christian churches. And, you know, they already firebombed two pro-life places just last week. And I'm not sure if the Washington Post has spent enough time on that or Axios either. But this is this strikes me as something that might be a big story. And if there were, you know, Trump MAGA, ultra MAGA people threatening to storm and burn down the Supreme Court and kill the justices and their clerks, I think that might be front page news. What do you think? But when the Democrats are in charge, no, that's not even in the paper, not even in the Washington Post today. And Axios tries to switch the narrative in the middle of their own story by going to some left-wing hack who says, oh, yeah, those pro-lifers are a real threat. Pro-lifers with the first Supreme Court victory in decades are going to be happy. They're going to pop champagne corks. The left is going to burn the court, murder the justices and their clerks, because the left is the most murderous gang of blood-drenched butchers in the history of humankind. In case you missed the 20th century, I'm here to help remind. Remarkable stuff. And of course, in the end, it's all about abortion, isn't it? Because, God, they love abortion. They really kill your kids. Ask me how. 1-800-PARENTHOOD. Something like that. It's kind of funny that they call it that in their own way. Wah, wah, wah. Also, here's another one because they love it so much. The New York Times, you know them, another Democrat Party organ. The New York Times with a story yesterday. Justice Department employees, Biden and the permanent bureaucracy. Justice Department employees pressed the Biden administration on Wednesday to grant federal employees, all federal employees, but Justice Department in particular, time off if they or family members need to travel out of state to obtain abortions. Well, it's important to plan ahead for these things, I think, isn't it? Say, what am I going to do for my next abortion? Have you considered one of the many forms of birth control available here in Western civilization in the 21st century? You guys are really something. So there it is. And the Democrats waging war against the Supreme Court. They're moving public opinion toward putting term limits on members of the Supreme Court because they don't have, dominance on the Supreme Court right now. So it must be destroyed, burned to the ground, murder them all, pack the court, term limits for. Let's have term limits for Congress first. What do you think? Let's do that. In fact, let's term limit everybody that's there now to the end of the day today, and we'll flush and start over again. We've got Elon Musk, crazy, insane Democrat violent crime activity because you know how they are. Gas stations are running out of gas in the United States of America. Not only record gas prices, but we're running out of gas. And also the gas station owners are spending money to change their pumps in anticipation of charging us at least $10 per gallon. because the counter meters don't go up that high right now. So they got to update them because the left is here in the United States. Got a transgender story out of the skateboarding world. Out of the skateboarding world, Democrats continue to steal and cheat their way through the world. Just amazing stuff. And a Biden judicial nominee for a court finds that protecting your border and voter ID laws are white supremacy. Here we go again. She's a white supremacist, but she's black. I'll explain. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yes. Yeah, we got, they just give me too much, the crazy Democrats. There are so many of them. You know, it's an embarrassment of riches on one hand, and on the other hand, it's my greatest frustration because there is more crazy to get to every day when I leave because they overload me. All right, let's go to the telephones. Before, and also, you see the woman yesterday that testifying before Congress that men can get pregnant and need abortions because the whole cult is certifiably insane. You know, we used to properly identify people with crazy notions like this. And they were, it was like the Manson gang and the Symbionese Liberation Army. Now it's the Democrat Party. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Michael calling from North Carolina. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, Michael. What do you say?
Well, I'm kind of going to point out that, again, you can see the government employees are not the best and brightest among us. You were just talking about the Supreme Court with that decision, and the government workers want to have time to travel off the government dole.
Right.
Isn't it a fact that when the Supreme Court makes a decision, it doesn't always affect the states because they don't have jurisdiction inside all state boundaries, but it does affect the federal government. So if they decide that abortions are not constitutional, the federal government can't help somebody get an abortion.
That's an interesting question, an interesting legal question. And I'm sure that I don't know the correct answer to your question, but you're raising an interesting question. I think what they're asking for, the weasels, left-wing bureaucrats at the at the Department of Justice, they just want more free time off. And it's like, well, my niece is getting an abortion, and so we've got to go to California, to the California, the Malibu Vista Del Mar abortion clinic. So I'm going to need 5 days off, if there are no complications, to go to California to the Malibu Vista Del Mar abortion clinic. They just want to milk the system for more and more and more because they're the left. And you know what they want, right, Michael? They want more.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Because the propaganda network of the Democrat Party is unlimited, it is boundless. Last night, the dim-witted, dullard, blank-eyed Secretary of State, Antony, you know, like Mark Antony Blinken, he It's not Anthony. It's Antony. You know, hail Caesar. He was on, naturally, with Stephen Colbert last night, where, like Bill Clinton with the sunglasses and the saxophone on Arsenio Hall, he stood up and tried to play a little music. We looked at some of the video, and it looks like his guitar, he's got a guitar, and it looks like his guitar may not be plugged in, but he's standing there with the guitar trying to look hip and strumming a guitar, an electric guitar, and there's nothing. It sounded like this, but you couldn't hear his guitar. Oh, you don't have the thing. Yeah, but you couldn't hear his guitar at all. But it's, you know, and then everybody's like, woo, the Secretary of State, who's a glassy-eyed dullard, is a big rock star. And he
as important as that work is that you just described, I think perhaps you'll best be remembered as the lead guitarist for the band Abe Lincoln.
And this is an actual photo. We did not lock this up.
Tell me, Anthony Blinken. About your band. What do you get out of it, and where are you guys gigging next?
See, here, this is what you get when you're a Democrat and you're a failed Secretary of State, and there's war in Europe and everything, and our border is being overrun, a record number of people crossing last month. Honestly, millions more en route. He's a complete failure, like everybody else in this failed administration. And you go on late night TV with these fluffers and you get fluffed. And then he stood up. You'll be surprised to learn, based on the way he holds his guitar, he's a lefty. That's right. He's a lefty. He's left-handed. He's a lefty. He's a leftist. He's a dimwit. But the propaganda machine of the Democrat Party just...
As we go out, would you care? Do you guys have a guitar that the Secretary might be able to
use? Oh, what a coincidence. They have an extra guitar. Woo!
Secretary Blinken, thank you so much. Anthony Blinken, everybody. We'll be right back.
Anthony.
By twice.
And then it looks like he's playing air guitar. He's just pretending to strum. And he's a lefty. Naturally. Also, by the way, Jimmy Kimmel, you remember him? Jimmy Kimmel taps Andy Samberg and John Mulaney as guest hosts amid a second bout with COVID-19. Now, he was just out, like 3 weeks ago, right, Michael, with COVID, with the Wuhan Red Death. And then he came back, and now he's out again with the Wuhan Red Death. And he goes on and on about how many times he's been vaccinated. Not sure if he knows what the word means. You know, everything that's injected into you is not a vaccination.
Hopefully you noticed I was out for last week. I tested positive for COVID on Monday morning a week ago. And by Friday afternoon, the virus just took a look around my body and said, yuck, we're getting out of here.
I give up. That's the best joke they could come up with. And that's not a very good joke. I got nieces and nephews that come up with better jokes than that every 5 minutes or so. That's not very good. But he is, he's out again. He was out with the woo, and then he came back, and now he's got the woo again. But rest assured, like all the people at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, he is vaccinated and boosted and has been, you know, gotten all kinds of injections and then you get the woo and you get more immunity, and then you just keep getting the woo again and again because the communists let loose this plague on the earth. And they say that more than a million deaths in the United States have been attributed to the Wuhan Red Death. And there's still not a single Democrat, including Joe Biden, who has said a single word about accountability. We got allegedly more than 15 million deaths worldwide attributed to the Wuhan and more than a million in the United States of America attributed to the Wuhan. And not a single Democrat has raised an eyebrow, much less their voice, about this mass murder that came out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where they were studying bat-borne coronaviruses. What a coincidence. And then, boy, oh, boy, I'm telling you. So we got that going for us. Yes, we do. All right. This administration and the Supreme Court and the... oh, by the way, there is news out of the Supreme Court. And it is this, and the Justice Department, perhaps you've heard of it, the Department of Justice, because they have added security to the Supreme Court justices very quietly, added security to personal security for the Supreme Court justices, and I hope their families and their homes, because the left-wing mob is off the chain. The Democrat Party's violence machine has been switched back on. And they said, the Attorney General's office yesterday in a statement, at the Attorney General's direction, the U.S. Marshals Service accelerated the provision of around-the-clock security at the homes of all justices, among other actions, last week. See, they said that they did it last week, but the statement just came out yesterday. I assume that it had leaked and somebody in the media called to ask him about it, and that's how that goes. So they've added security because, as Axios reported yesterday, left-wing mobs online are threatening to murder six of the nine Supreme Court justices and their clerks. They each have four clerks. So let's see. Let me do my Jethro Bodine Gazintas here. As 24 clerks and six justices, that's 30 people that the left are threatening to murder. They want to murder the Supreme Court and burn the Supreme Court to the ground because the organ harvest must continue. See, that's the thing. They love the organ harvest. And yesterday with a statement, and that, by the way, that's not newsworthy, according to Jeff Bezos and the people at the Washington Post, which pretends to be a newspaper but isn't. It's a Democrat Party press release and very little more. But, you know, the Justice Department employees yesterday pressed the administration to grant federal employees of all stripes time off to get their family members abortions if they have to travel out of state. What if you don't have to travel out of state? You still want some days off? Or, because, you know, these guys, I'm telling you, that's your Democratic Party. They're not what they used to be. I grew up in a Democrat Party household. My beloved, wonderful mother, saintly mother, was a lifelong Democrat, and she would run from this group of insane people. She would have nothing to do with these people. They're quite nuts. That's a for sure. But now the Democrats, because they've been waging war against the Supreme Court, now they're threatening to murder the court and burn it to the ground because they're like, you know, they're like an invading army. They're like Visigoths. I could play violence and gunfire for you for the next 3 hours and just be scratching the surface on what the Democrat Party has done to our cities over the last few years. But the Quinnipiac poll, this is kind of interesting. They found, they came out with a poll yesterday. 7 in 10 Americans in their poll favor a limit on how long Supreme Court justices can serve, Quinnipiac University National Poll finds. And 85% of Americans expect an economic recession next year. Oh, why the long face? Why the pessimism, you know? But this is and also buried in the poll. They don't want you to know this. Americans give President Joe Biden a negative number of 35%, 35% approval rating, and 57% disapproval rating. 7% of people are too dumb to have an opinion. The Quinnipiac previous, their national poll, last time they did this, April 27th, he got a 38% approval rating. Now it's 35%. And a 52% disapproval rating. Now it's 57%. So that's very, very low approval rating. And that's all people. And then registered voters, he has a 38% approval rating. What's wrong with you people, honestly? Of course, the Democrats like to point out that about 20% of the population has some sort of a mental illness. And the Democrats have organized them. They got them all on the same page. They might be coming to a Supreme Court justice's home near you to burn it down and murder everybody, because that's what the left is known for. Also, only 48% approve on how he's handling the Wuhan Red Death on Ukraine and the Russian invasion. Perhaps you've heard about it. 44% approve, 50% disapprove. This guy is not above water anywhere you look. On the economy, only 32% of us approve of his handling of the economy, while 63% of us disapprove. And his lowest number anywhere handling the U.S.-Mexico border, our southern border, only 28% approve and 58% disapprove of Joe Biden. So that's bad news for them. And also, it's Quinnipiac has buried those numbers in their own poll because, keep in mind, it is Quinnipiac University, after all. So we've got that going for us. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, Elon Musk, perhaps you've heard his name. He is Elon Musk. Democrat hate drives me to vote Republican. This is the world's richest man. And I get a kick out of the guy. And I don't care if I only agree with him half the time. That's fine. He's having a good time. He behaves as a billionaire should behave. He tweeted out yesterday on the Twitter platform. He tweeted, "In the past, I voted Democrat because they were mostly, in parentheses, the kindness party." The kindness party. See, that's a Planned Parenthood. It's a kindness and rioting and looting. That's a kindness. And, you know, the Weather Underground and the Symbionese Liberation Army. That's kindness. And, you know, the Democrat Party, they're all the violence and the looting. But Elon Musk continues, "But they have become the party of division and hate. So I can no longer support them and will vote Republican." Now, that's Elon Musk. And then, because he's not stupid, he said, "Now, comma, watch their dirty tricks campaign against me unfold. Dot, dot, dot." Little emoji of a cardboard carton of popcorn. So you can sit back with your popcorn and watch as the hate machine, the dirty tricks machine, is unleashed against him, which has already been done to some degree or another. They open the gates of hell on you when you cross the party. You know, the Republican Party doesn't do that. They have no interest in doing that. They don't have the wherewithal and the cultural pull to do that. Only the left has that kind of cultural pull. Cultural dominance and information dominance. They've been plotting to take it over for years. Now their plan is to take down America like a cheetah takes down a gazelle, but less artfully and more violently. So honestly, and he tweeted again, "Political attacks on me will escalate dramatically in the coming months." Well, in the coming hours, I think would be fair to say. But there he is. He would vote Democrat because they were mostly the kindness party. But that's obviously not true. They're a violent criminal enterprise bent on destroying capitalism in the United States of America. But they've got good PR. You know, we played that Donnie Douche guy yesterday saying that, listen, the Democrats don't have the economy working for them, so they're going to have to go on fear. They're going to have to go with fear and terrorize everybody in the United States.
We don't have the economy on our side as Democrats. So you have to scare the bejesus out of people. The way to scare it is say, you know, this replacement theory, this is not just coming from some dark corner of the web. This is the Republican platform.
Yeah, of course, it's the Democrat platform, but Donnie is dumb and he lies. But he's become, apparently he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars because he's given lots of other people really bad advice and overcharged them for it for many years now. That's his job. He's a New York guy. Just amazing, amazing stuff. There is, I've got lots of great audio for you today. And again, my cup runneth over with the Democrat craziness. And here's just one example. Woman skateboarder blasts Red Bull for letting biological male dominate women in competition. Now, when she says dominate women, she's only talking about the competition, I think. A biological man with a clear advantage won the women's division, best trick, and also won multiple qualifiers. This took away the opportunity that was meant for women to place and earn money. But, you know, Red Bull, they're cowed by the left, which is, you know, the reign of terror is ongoing. Skateboarder Taylor Silverman took to Instagram on Wednesday to call out Red Bull, they sponsored the skateboarding event, for allowing a biological male to compete against female athletes in a recent skateboarding competition. In the post, Silverman issued her statement on the matter and also included an email she sent to Red Bull senior sports marketing manager Eric Drummer. Eric, with a CH. "I'm a female athlete and been a skateboarder for 11 years, competing for several years. I've been in three different contests with trans women, meaning men with penises and everything, two of which I placed second. And the last series, I did a Red Bull, I placed second. So sounds like she places second a lot. And you know why? Because there's a dude over there on a skateboard. Do look like a lady. She explained that in the contest, the trans competitor who won took $1,000 in prize qualifiers, $3,000 in the finals, $1,000 for best trick, total of $5,000, you might have been adding as we went along, in prize money meant for the female athletes. She said, I took $1,000 in qualifiers, $1,750 in second place, so $2,750 in total. The girl who won third received $750. The girl who deserved $1,000 for best trick took nothing, along with whoever would have placed third. But this is Democrat land. Oh, wait till you hear this one about men having babies testifying. See, and she cannot be brought up on perjury charges or lying under oath because she actually believes it's true. That's the trick. Men can have babies. That sounds extremely painful. Very, very painful.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Yeah, that's right. Gas stations are now preparing to for $10 a gallon gas. They, you know, the gas pumps don't, their meters don't go up that high, so they're going to have to make some alterations. And gas stations are now running out of gas because the left is here. This guy is Hugo Chavez, but dumber. And the people around him are the most corrupt people in the world. They all went to Ivy League colleges, and they're wrong about everything. Everything. All right, let's take a phone call. Wait till you hear. I've got the craziest audio that you've ever heard from the craziest people that you've ever encountered. They're running the United States of America right now into the side of a cliff. Let's go to Jeff, calling from Frederick, Maryland. Jeffrey, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, thank you for taking my call. Well, since men can get pregnant now, mm-hmm. As a healthy 65-year-old in shape male, I'm game. I was hoping that one of my favorite female porn stars might be able to help me out with that. I mean, I got a few good years left.
And you're just looking for the right woman to impregnate you.
Aren't we all as men now?
I think I'm still working on the details on this, but we've got congressional testimony that might help from yesterday. It's true. I don't know. There are thoughts going through my head that I probably shouldn't articulate out loud. But the right, if you're a man and you want to get pregnant, I think choosing the right, I assume you choose the right woman to impregnate you, since now, and this is what you're talking about, Jeff, is since you can get pregnant, and you know, you might be a little over the hill. I don't know how your ovaries are looking at this point. You know, as a healthy and fit 65-year-old man, still have to take a look at that those ovaries. Have to go see your OB. Gonna have to go see your OBGYN to see whether you're up to it, and then pick the right woman to impregnate you, and then wish you all the luck in the world. Mazel tov.
Ah!
the Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.